All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen, on board the Norwegian Breakaway, and we're lucky enough to have a very special guest with us right now, the guy who runs the show from an entertainment standpoint, the face of the ship, the cruise director, Dan Dan. How's it going, buddy?
Doing awesome. Thank you very much.
So, Dan, as all of us who love to cruise know, the cruise director is a senior officer and one of the most important people on the ship, if not the most important person on the ship from a guest experience standpoint, entertainment standpoint, no doubt. How did you end up in that position? What was your journey to becoming a cruise director?
Well, ever since I was a kid, I always loved entertainment, and I love to entertain myself as well. So it just so happened, after a short stint as a flight attendant, that cruise ships was a thing back home in the Philippines. And so I applied for the job. I got in as the cruise director staff, and I worked my way up. With the Regional Cruise Line, I actually started, let's say, about 5 years ago. I started up as cruise director staff, and then got promoted to assistant cruise director the same month. And within the same contract, I actually stepped in as a cruise director, all in the same contract. So that was an amazing thing to happen, actually, for me.
Wait, are you saying you got hired? And within that same contract, and for those who don't know, contracts on a cruise line tend to be between anywhere from 6 to 8 or 9 months. You became a cruise director on that same contract?
Right. And it was pretty awesome, eh?
Yeah. Yes, I would absolutely say that's pretty awesome. All right, another question I have is, everybody sees you around the ship. You're easily the most visible man. You remember people's names. You shake hands. Just a pleasant, smiling face around the ship. We all know what you do above deck. What are some of the responsibilities that we don't see, we don't know about, some of the things that I know are tough and strenuous that put a lot of pressure on you that aren't, it's just as fun as maybe running around hosting game shows and throwing parties?
Oh, you're going to know my secret.
Exactly, exactly.
I have a cookie cutter. It looks like me all the time. So I bring them all of it, different venues, so you see a lot of me as well working in the restaurant.
Yeah. Okay.
No, okay. I do a lot of the behind the scenes. I am pretty much the department head for a group of like over 100 different staff members working in the entertainment field. And I'm talking about the performers on stage, as well as the musicians and the cruise director staff, the youth program and all that. So that all is under the same umbrella for the entertainment. So I look at the program as well. I do a lot of meetings of the different team of managers, even the other departments from the different areas of the ship, with the hotel director as my boss, along with the food and beverage, assistant hotel director. So we talk a lot of different operations, meetings and whatnot. Apart from that, I do a lot of different inspections as well with all the different venues that we have, check out the traffic flow. So that all goes in 24/7 operation. A lot of organization, there's a lot of human HR job as well that I do.
Oh, wow. So you do a lot of staffing as well?
Correct. And then the freestyle daily that you look at to know where and what's happening, I do that along with my entertainment administrators to look at it changes. The great thing about ships is the dynamics of it, because this week would be most likely totally different the next week. That's based off the age groups and demographics that we have.
Yeah.
So we have to adjust.
Dan, as ships have gotten so much bigger like this one and so many more bells and whistles added to it, it becomes like a little bit of an age-old debate. And it certainly is amongst my listeners and a lot of other cruise groups out there. Big ships, mega ships versus smaller to mid-sized ships. Do you have a preference? Which do you prefer to work on?
I always believe in that it's all about the software, apart from the hardware. But being on big ships, it has a lot of big pluses, apart from the facilities and new offerings that we have. It's just tremendous, the variety of things that we offer for the guest cruising. So it becomes a little bit easier for a cruise director to keep the crowd entertained, because there's just a lot of choices, a lot of things happening at the same time. Now, the plus as well for the smaller mid-sized ship is the connection between the cruise director and the guests, because there's an opportunity there that it's not just once or twice or three times in a week that you get to connect with that guest because of the smaller venues and the areas that we go to. So we pretty much get connected more often on a smaller mid-sized ship than a bigger one.
Dan, I started cruising in about 2011, and even in that shorter period of time, I can't help but notice how many changes have come across the industry. And one thing in particular, it was just used to be basically, known for older people and, families and stuff like that. I'm a single guy, I cruise with my friends. This is my first solo cruise, but one thing we love about Norwegian is the party you guys throw. On the back of the ship, Spice H2O, even the old days when I used to go in the gym, it was always just a fun, fun party. And the energy level would kind of go to another level. You guys are out there, when I say throwing, like real serious, like almost like rival New York City late night dance parties. Do you enjoy that part of it as well?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, the parties that we provide, actually, it has evolved throughout the years. When I first started, I haven't seen the Glow Party. So we have the White Hot Party, and then they improve on it,
yes,
modified it, and we came up with a Glow Party. And sooner or later, they're actually, you probably would have read that already, as far as the Norwegian Bliss coming out. They even have offerings for new theme parties that we will have.
Yes, I actually did see that. Somebody said that they're going to do away with the Glow Party, which, has a lot of people up in arms, but I think it's a little premature to be getting all upset about it because, like I said, they did away with the White Hot Party and now everybody loves the Glow Party. All right, so to piggyback that question, I wanted to ask you, speaking of the changes in the industry, we all know, all the things that have been added and the different types of people who now cruise who never were exposed to cruising before because of all those opportunities and these mega ships. I wanted to know, how has it affected you guys as a staff, as a crew, as a cruise line in general? How have these changes in the industry affected your job and your position here?
Well, the changes is the type of guests that we have. It has gone through a lot of different, let's say, not really classifications, but different demands.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's demands of, there's cruisers that just want to chill. Mm-hmm. There's cruisers that want to be entertained. And there's cruisers that want to gamble.
Yeah.
There's cruisers that's all about, a foodie, I can say. And there's a lot of solo travelers now as well, which is a great thing because we offer a great solo travelers program. So it's an adventure for every single different groups or individuals that comes on a cruise.
Absolutely. And as you mentioned, the solo cruise experience aboard Norwegian Breakaway has been amazing. Once you find out that there is a meetup every day for solo cruisers, there's actually a solo cruise coordinator. I got to give a big shout out to Romeo. He's an absolute animal across this ship. He does a lot of things. He was probably, besides you, the guy I saw most running around all over the place. And for the solo cruisers, I don't know how he does it. He remembers our name. I saw him in the hallway. He asked where the other three girls that I met up with are. He knew my name, called me by name, and also knew the names of the girls in the group that I ended up kind of running around the ship with. So big shout out to Romeo, and kudos to you and him for doing such a great job with the solo cruises. Also, all right, so I know you're busy. You're the man of the ship. I got to get you out of here. I can't keep you here all day. I got about a ton more questions I could ask you, but let's leave it with one final one. For the guests out there who have not been on Norwegian Breakaway, give me one must do aboard this beautiful ship.
I'll give you two.
Okay.
Because I always give I always give two tips. One is information, and the second one is participation. Information, especially when you go Breakaway or even the newer, bigger ships that we will come up with, sometimes it's overwhelming for the guests to find out what's happening or where it's happening. So again, the Freestyle Daily, that gives the guests a lot of different information on what's happening and where it's happening. It's delivered to the station every single night. So I would suggest to have the guests look at it, browse it, and highlight the things that interest them. I don't expect all of the guests would be doing a whole lot of the events that we provide,
yeah,
but at least they know what's going on around the ship. A lot of the information as well will come with different seminars, especially on Days at Sea, talks about the upcoming ports of call or even the shopping opportunities and tours, yeah, and whatnot. We also have a designated channel called Breakaway Today,
yeah,
that gives them recommendations for that day. Now, the second tip is all about participation. You're here on a cruise. There's a lot of offerings, a lot of theme parties, as we mentioned already, the crazy ones, game shows, events, whatnot. Try to do as much as you can. Participate. That way you get connected not just with your fellow guests, but also with the crew, officers, and staff of Norwegian Breakaway. And definitely they will have a blast. They will have a cruise of a lifetime.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank Norwegian Cruise Line, especially cruise director Dan. Dan, I really appreciate you coming on the show, man.
No, it's a pleasure.
Mine as well, Dan. I'll see you around the ship.
And enjoy the rest of the cruise.
Will do.
Bye, Sam.